Mr. Barnes, you came out of, I don't want to say you came out of nowhere in that second race. You got pulled in the car on the first race after tangling with the lap car. Was that just to save everything, knowing you got a damaged car in the first place?
The first one, I apologize, Brian Sweeney. I got the back from there. We came up on him, and
we bent right front steering arm on the rack, and bent the nose wing all up, so we were done. There was nothing we could do there.
We got it back together, went out, made some laps, made sure the car was okay, which was, we benefited from that red flag there, so we could go out and make sure the car was good.
And the second one, we started 12th, and we got a good start again. And I had to chase Cody, man. I'll tell you what, he was tough tonight. I mean, that thing was hooked up and going, and he drove a whale of a race. I mean, he ran side by side, and had a lot. I mean, that was a lot of fun racing with him tonight. We drove each other clean. I thought I was going to take us out 1 point there in one and two, but it just, good racing. And
crazy move over there in turn four. That would have given you the lead if not for a spin.
Well, I could see some smoke coming off the zero, and he was definitely slowing up. And I got a good run, and Mully had to slow down. I kind of moved down a little bit, and I got up alongside him, and then all of a sudden I could just see the zero just slowing down. So I drove it down in there. He was going in wide enough. I knew I could make it stick, and we made it stick. And then all of a sudden I heard yellow, yellow, and I come around, and I don't see anybody spun, anybody stopped on the track. Don't see nothing. I don't know what that call was.
You still don't know?
No, I have no.
It's for the 51.
If somebody stops on the track,
precautionary.
I don't know what a precautionary yellow is. I've never heard of that until like last year. So I don't know what they're doing, but fortunately we I knew Timmy obviously was lacking some power, so on the restart I didn't get that good of a start through 3 and 4. But he was just slowing down enough that I could make the move going on him into one, and we just, fortunately, we got the lead. I knew Cody was going to be really good on the restart because he was good on the outside. I couldn't go to the outside tonight. He could go to the outside. I could go to the inside. So I just had to take advantage of that and then hope we could hang on.
And you did. Having a lot of fun this year, I'm assuming.
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you what. Joey Hawksby built this car. This thing is just awesome. I can't thank him and the Sorrells enough. They've just put a great piece under me, and we've had a lot of fun working together. Joey and I have just really clicked, together at the track, at the shop. Just really get along great. I can't thank them all enough, and I want to thank Greg Furlong, too, because I'll be honest with you, he really kind of led me here to this deal, talking with him at the very end of last summer, and I really couldn't be happier. This car is just awesome. We were actually a little off tonight, but it was still good enough. And I'm having a blast.
It sounds like an auto quote. You win the race by a pretty decent margin. You say, we're a little off tonight, but it was good enough.
No, we really were off tonight. I mean, I could run good in clean air by myself, but racing in traffic, the car was very squirrely. The track was really greasy tonight. We were kind of slipping and sliding all over. One lap I couldn't tell if I was loose. The next lap I couldn't tell if I was tight. I just drove it as hard as I could without trying to wreck me or anybody else. Like I said, I apologize to Brian for the first one, but we got it done, and I can't thank these guys enough.
You said you're having a lot of fun this year. Was this kind of thrown together as a 1 year, let's see how much fun we can have type thing with the potential for more?
Oh, we'll see. We got to get through this season first. We'll, see how it goes. My job really screws things up. I missed one race because of it. And then the first week we ran, we really didn't get to race. We had an ignition problem. So, really, this is like third night on the car for the most part. So, we're doing pretty good. We're having fun. And we'll just, keep going one race at a time. But, I definitely think the future looks really good.
Finally, who do you have to thank?
I just want to thank, Gary Eric Sorrell, Matt Joe, my father, Joey Hawksby, all the guys on the crew. They just work so hard during the week, work so hard at the track. And my sponsors, Hawk Jr. Performance, Doug Holmes, Finger Lake Machine, Mark's Pizzeria, Scribetown Inn, Gaffney's Lawn Care. Just everybody that's been associated with this deal has just been awesome.